Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Hello, I'm just wondering what company this is.
All right, we supply for online vendors. Do you have a charge on your account?
Yes. Wait, what? I didn't hear what you said.
I said we supply for online vendors. Do you have a charge on your account?
Yes. I was supposed to be charged $2, and I was charged $59. What was it? $59.89.
All right, let me get it pulled up. What's your zip code?
11776.
All right, what's your first and last name?
It's Brandy Smarjassy.
One second. All right, spell your last name for me.
It's S-M as in Mary, A-R-G-I-A-S-S-I.
Okay. And what was your first name?
Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I.
Because you're not pulling up for me. The number you're calling from, is this the number that you signed up with?
Yes.
Yeah, because that number didn't pull up for me either. How much you said was $59?
$59.89.
Because you're not pulling up for me. Did you receive some type of email or anything?
No.
And where did you get the number from?
From PayPal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm assuming they probably didn't give you the right number because the charge here would be for $49.85, so it's probably one a different company that you're signed up with. Let me see. So whenever you read the information, what did it tell you?
Wait, what's that?
Whenever you signed up, what did you read? Like, what was the information?
Like,
you said that you're supposed to be paying $2. What? I mean, what's the information?
It was something on Instagram, like, oh, you can get a KitchenAid mixer for $2. And it was so scammed. So.
Oh, okay.
I said, all right, let's see if this is true. And then I tried it. And then all of a sudden, I got this crazy $59.89 charge from PayPal. So.
And you don't have an email or anything?
No. I'm like, it's a scam. Oh, my God. And then no phone number, no email, nothing. So the fact that PayPal even had this number, I was surprised. Like, okay, I'll call and see. But yeah. So you have no record of me, right?
No, it's probably going to be a different company. That's why I was asking you, do you have an email?
Okay. All right. I mean, I appreciate you talking to me, but it's not your fault. It's a scam. So that's all I could say. So, all right.
I do apologize for that. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.